This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On Sunday afternoon, Hillsborough welcomed home the Toppers from their fourth place finish at the state tournament. We will hear from their head coach, Brett Teakin, along with seniors Kylie Meyer, Aubrey Rupert, Sheridan Lyrilla, Jade Scroggins, and Sammy Matouche.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out today. It's been an amazing ride for us. There's a lot of people. First of all, I'd like to thank one, Tim Mize and WSMI, where you at? You guys do a terrific job. Thank you. I'd also like to thank our administration, Mr. Powell, Mrs. Hyen, Mr. Stritzel. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that go on, and without them, it would be very difficult to do. Also, I'd like to thank Mr. Vanzo. Last summer, Sammy said, was like, you think we can host a regional? We've never had a chance to host a regional, us seniors, not in junior high or anything. I said, well, I know Mr. Vanzo puts in for it. We'll have to wait and see if IHSA will give it to us. Middle December, he comes up to him and he says, well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. Bad news is we didn't get a regional. Then he said, good news is we got a sectional. You just got to get there. And got there, we did, and our crowd from regionals on have been amazing. We go to Piesaw for regional final. Piesaw is a 20-plus win team also. They're a very good team. And you look up at our stands, and we have more people in Piesaw's gym than they have. And then... And then we get to play sectionals at home, and from the officials and different people, they said it was the most fun atmosphere they'd ever had an opportunity to ref in, and the crowds were amazing, and you guys were just awesome at it, and same at super sectionals, and our crowd up at the state tournament I thought was just awesome. So we want to thank you guys, too, and give you guys a shout-out and credit because... You guys gave us some energy whenever we needed in a triple overtime game against Greenville and just moving on to super sectionals, everything. So, ladies, let's give our fans a hand. Okay, I'm going to let a few of the ladies talk here. I want to introduce them real quick one last time here all together. I'm going to kind of introduce them in groups a little bit here. First would Haley Major, Maddie Rupert, and Vanessa Compton stand, please step forward a second. These three, throughout the season and the postseason run, they were our scout team. We would give them names of different players on different teams, and they would have to go out and shoot like Pickett. Or Caroline Giacchino, although I don't know if anybody shoots like Caroline Giacchino. And I think that was probably the one they enjoyed the most because they just got to go out and chuck threes against us all the time. We had to try to get to them. So these three didn't get a lot of credit, didn't get a lot of playing time, but they're a big part of it because they prepare the others to go out and play the type of defense we need to. The next three I'd like to have come out together, Nikaya Harston, Claire Tester, and Macy Blankenship. All three of these young ladies started throughout the year at one time or another. We kind of ran a rotation in the post. They all were very deserving of varsity playing time, and we just kind of, whoever played better got a little bit more playing time, and it went from different people as we went along. But these three would rotate in the post, and they did a good job for us, especially in the postseason run and rebounding and playing defense on the other team's post. So those three kind of needed to come out together also. Thank you. Next, Emily Reynolds. Want her to step out. She's our sixth person. She came in. She would play forward. She would play a little guard. There was a few times she even played a little post. depending on the makeup of the other team and stuff. So she did a great job for us coming off the bench, doing whatever we needed her to do, playing defense, getting some rebounds, hitting her baseline jumper, which is her favorite shot. And so I wanted to bring her out. And last but not least, the five seniors, would you guys step forward? These five ladies have been playing basketball together for a very long time period. They've had a lot of success, a lot of it in this gym too, as far as that goes, and also at the high school across the creek. Looking at these young ladies, we're going to miss them a great deal as a group. We wish them the best of success. And like we were telling them over the weekend, if you're going to be a senior and not many seniors get to know when their last game is going to be, but by getting to the state tournament, they knew yesterday was going to be their last game. So it's tough to see them go. We appreciate everything they've done for us. And individually here, we've got Kylie Meyer here. Hit some huge threes for us down the stretch in our postseason run and throughout the year. Did a great job shooting, playing defense for us. And next we've got Jade Scroggins. Jade missed most of last year, and I know she was itching to get back this year and ready to go. And she was healthy all year, and that was a big, big plus for us. She would generally guard the other team's point guard or best offensive guard. Her scoring picked up as the season went along this year also. She got a little bit more comfortable and had some real nice games for us throughout the postseason and late in the year. Next, Aubrey Rupert. Aubrey finds a way to hit some clutch shots whenever we need them late in the game. A couple that come to mind in a triple overtime game at Highland. She shot a three-pointer to send it into, boy, I don't know if it was the second or the third overtime, but she got fouled on it with about 5 seconds left, and we needed all three to tie it to send it into the next overtime, and she makes all three free throws to tie it up and send it into the next overtime. In the semifinal game, right after Chicago Marshall had taken a one-point lead, we came down, and she hits about a 10-foot baseline jumper to put us back on top. Unfortunately, we weren't able to hold on to it, but it was another late game shot that she made that got things going for us. Unfortunately, we couldn't hold on. Next, we got Sammy Matouche. Not a lot can in a couple minutes can be said about what she has accomplished here and what she's been able to do for us for 4 years. She finishes as the IHSA's 12th leading scorer of all time. Whenever the other girls are shooting, she'll kick, and then whenever the other team starts having to defend them, then she'll find her way late in the Plains game, made numerous buckets toward the end to keep us ahead. They were always playing catch-up. I know it went three overtimes, but they were always playing catch-up. And a lot of that was to do, not just with Sammy, but all these young ladies just keeping us ahead. And then they'd bank in a three at the end of an overtime to send it into another one, but whatever it would take. But Sammy has so many accomplishments. She was named to the IBCA All-State Team, first team this weekend. Also the AP All-State Team. And she was the leading vote getter on the AP All-State team. And last but definitely not least here, Sheridan Lyla. Sheridan was another one of the scout teams a lot of times, but also she would be a spark on the bench. There were times whenever somebody hit a three and I started walking by the bench and I thought she was going to hit me with an arrow. But whenever she got in the game, she was always energy, and she gave us a little boost along the way. And she would get on the young ladies if she saw them start getting down, and get on them and tell them to get their heads up and get rolling, that we're better than this. And she's been an invaluable piece of this all year long also. So these are your 2018-2019 Lady Toppers. And the last couple people I want to mention here, my assistant coaches, Paige Collison, she was unable to be with us all year this year with numbers and stuff, but she still was around and was a big part of this entire group. She's coached all these young ladies whenever they were freshmen, and we appreciate everything she has done to us, for us. And also Bob Allen. Bob came here 7 years ago and has been my assistant ever since, and we work well together. We enjoy being around these young ladies, and it's been a lot of fun and a great ride for us. And I don't want to leave out here, Gloria is part of the JV team. She went with us and was our manager up there, and appreciate everything she has done to help us out also. Now, I don't know which one of these young ladies want to speak first, but I'll turn the microphone over to them. You've heard enough from me.
All right. I'd just like to start off by saying thank you to all of you for all the support you've given us throughout this incredible season. The support we've gotten from this community is unbelievable. I'm so blessed to have been able to grow up in this amazing town. I also want to thank the students at HHS for setting up a very fun student section at a lot of our games. You guys were awesome, and we can't thank you enough. You guys were definitely the best student section in the state. To our wonderful parents, you guys are our biggest fans and best supporters. We have the best support system we could ask for. The amount of time and money you put into this group doesn't go unnoticed. We love you all so much. Although I don't have time to thank everyone, that would take a very long time, I would like to thank my fellow senior teammates. I would most definitely not be the person or player I am today without you guys. I can't even put into words how much I love you guys and how grateful I am for the 10 years of basketball we had together. I'm so proud of every accomplishment we've had. Nothing will compare to the memories we made throughout these years. You guys became my family, and I'm so blessed God brought us together. Although I'm very sad this was our last season together, I am so proud of us. I'll remember this year for a lifetime, so thank you everyone for all of the support. We all appreciate it more than you know. Once a topper, always a topper.
I just want to say thank you to all the fans in our community as a whole. It has been an honor to be a part of this basketball team for 4 years. Thank you for supporting each and every one of us. It means a lot. I'm very proud to be a topper. I want to give a special shout out to my parents. Mom and Dad, thank you for all the time, money, and effort you put forth for me. Thank you for pushing me to do my best. I love you guys. The last thing I have is a special message to my best friends, Sammy, Kylie, Sharon, and Jade. I'm going to miss each and every one of you. Thank you for the best 10 years of basketball and friendship. You guys will always have a special place in my heart.
Okay, so I obviously didn't prepare one, but I'm just going to say what comes to my heart. I mean, I was late today whenever we were leaving the hotel, so obviously I'm not prepared. So I just want to start off by thanking all of you guys for coming, for supporting us, especially these seven in the front row. They're a big part of the whole student section, getting everyone pumped up throughout the game. I just want to thank all of the fans for coming to every single game. It definitely does not go unnoticed how many of you were there throughout the whole season, not just postseason, cheering us on. Thank you to Kyle for always putting cool articles in the newspaper, and especially making sure Grace is at everything that she can. She was definitely a spark plug for us. We want to do it for Grace. Thank you, Tim, for keeping us pumped up after our games, talking to us on the radio. Thank you to my parents for always being there and being my number one supporters through everything. You guys have a definite impact on me. Thank you to all of my best friends. Thank you to the underclassmen. You guys were great. The juniors, everyone. Thank you, coaches, for 4 great years. Thanks, Glory. Kylie, can't wait to watch you kill it for track. Aubrey, in soccer. Sammy, you should be playing softball, but whatever. I can't wait to watch you and Jade kill it in college basketball. I can't wait to come watch you guys. Thank you to Chris and Jill Matouche for making me start basketball in fifth grade. Chris was my softball coach, and although I'm definitely a softball player, he encouraged me to try basketball, and it kind of just stuck, and I'm so glad for all the memories that he created with Orange Crush and coaching us throughout the years. There's so many people I can thank. Just thank you, everyone.
Okay, where's Chris at? All right, so first off, I'd like to give a huge shout out to Chris Matouche, because little did I know, when I was an 8-year-old girl in Beckenmeyer Elementary School, when him and my dad started this basketball team, that we would come this far and accomplish all that we've accomplished, and all the money to all of our parents and supporters that have put in for us, and the time and the effort you guys have put into us, it's paid off, as you can see. And we would not be here today if it was without you guys. Second off, I know you've heard thank yous from everyone up here, but really, you guys don't understand how appreciative we are of all of you guys, because it has meant so much. We've always had the biggest crowd, and that is to be very thankful for, and it's because of you guys. When we were at State and we were going in the tunnel, we were about to play Chicago Marshall, we looked out in the stands that we could see, there was only about 5 people in it, so it kind of gave us chills. We were kind of nervous, like, all right, there's not that many people here. But then as the reporters and people were coming up to us, they're like, you guys have had the biggest crowd we've had here. Like, it's insane how incredible, how many people are out there. They're going to be cheering you on. And then when we came out and we saw all you guys fill up the whole entire section, it really touched all of our hearts that all of you guys were there for us and that you traveled that far to come see us. And I'd also like to give a huge shout out to you guys again. Thank you for having like the best student section in the SCC going on to the state and all the theme nights that you guys have done. And I just want to say thanks to everyone and all the coaches that we've ever had. You guys are amazing. We love you all.
All right, to our fans, thank you for all of your endless support. It was so amazing to see everyone coming together and uniting for a common cause. This has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and everyone was always right behind us 100%. Knowing that we could fill up a whole section of Redbird Arena was mind-blowing. Thank you. To my parents, thank you for always supporting me and pushing me to be the best that I could be. You guys are my role models. I don't know where I would be without you in my life. The constant tournament rides and the long, busy summers have created so many memories for me that I will never forget. Thank you. To my coaches, thank you for providing me with 4 years of life-changing experiences that I will carry with me for the rest of my life. It's been an honor representing Hillsboro for the last 4 years. Thank you. And finally, to my teammates, thank you for always being by my side, knowing that I could come to you for anything and everything as a support system that I will never forget. Thank you for being my best friends and giving me the opportunity to play with some of you since third grade. I've made so many memories, it is unbelievable. Thank you for everything you have done for me, all of the dancing, the singing, and even the bad jokes. I will miss each and every one of you. Thank you. Always proud to be a topper.
Thank you, ladies. As I was looking here, there's just a couple more people I wanted to recognize too. Again, Kyle Herschelman, two great articles in the paper and covered us all the way. And also Melissa Van Giesen for always being there, coming on a text whenever somebody's got an ailment and needs to be looked at or something like that. We appreciate all of that. So there's cupcakes and cookies and drinks down here. Anybody can come and talk with any of the young ladies and enjoy some snacks here a little bit, and we'll be sticking around to talk to you guys. So we appreciate all of you coming out and seeing us. And one last time, go Toppers!
This is definitely the lot of work.